It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's already Labor Day weekend. It just seems like moments ago I was talking about where did July go. Now I'm talking about where did August go. We've had some good weather, a little muggy here and there, but August definitely flew by. Want to give a big shout-out to my guest last weekend, Dr. Mike Culver, who's the executive director of the Wright Museum of World War II in Wolfboro. And that website is WrightMuseum.org. And some people think that that has to do with the Wright brothers, but no, it has to do with the history period of roughly 1939 to 1945, and there's a tremendous amount of space in that museum, so they've actually been able to open it up. And they also touch on other wars besides World War II and what was going on in the world between 39 and 45. And so currently what's going on there is a exhibit, you know, on the Vietnam War. But this weekend with me is Jennifer McGrath, who is the manager of our Northeast Delta Dental Foundation, as well as the manager of marketing initiatives. And Jennifer has been working with me in the spirit of transparency for a couple decades. Jen, thank you for joining me this week, and I know you're busy with everything going on, and I appreciate giving me this extra time, you know, over Labor Day.
Oh, thank you, Tom. I'm happy to be here.
Super, super, super. Of course, the interesting thing, art imitating life here, is in addition to managing the foundation, you also help me manage the myriad of other requests that come through the corporate end of things, and that would include the Wright Museum of World War II, which you helped me facilitate the sponsorship there. So tell us, just in general, what our life is like, both in terms of the foundation as well as corporate philanthropy. And, of course, with COVID-19, not-for-profits and other community organizations have been hit harder than all organizations, because they rely so much on funding from other sources. And if those other sources, i.e., let's say, major employers or individual citizens, if they're hurting economically, then of course they can't give the, you know, donations, you know, to the not-for-profits. So, but tell us in general what a typical day for you. Let's pick Tuesday as an example. What's your typical day like at Northeast Delta on a Delta Dental on a Tuesday?
Well, Tuesdays we have the opportunity to meet with you. My team does. And we discuss a lot of these community requests that come in, mostly on the corporate side. The foundation has a formal board that meets twice annually. But Tuesdays, we talk about all the different requests that come in from our community partners across Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont. And that could be anything from supporting Capital Center for the Arts in New Hampshire to a road race in Vermont or a golf tournament. We have some of those are still going on, although they're virtual. So it's been a different approach this year. And what we've decided to do to support our community partners is to allow them to use the funds that we had given them. A lot of, as you said, a lot of them just totally rely on our support to keep their doors open. And so we allowed them to keep some of their donations for purposes of the COVID relief, and it's helped a lot of folks across the state.
And I want to give a shout-out and thanks to Jennifer and one of her colleagues, Kathy Walker, who manages the overall marketing external affairs department. And as part of that Tuesday meeting that Jennifer mentioned, is that early on, Kathy and Jennifer approached me and said, you know, where possible, where we've already given the sponsorship dollars, even if the event doesn't take place, you know, let's allow that not-for-profit, you know, to keep the funds. And a great example of that, Jennifer, I think, is a significant sponsorship that we do for the Northeast Delta Dental Mount Washington Road Race, of course, originally scheduled for Father's Day weekend in June. And, of course, that couldn't happen because of COVID-19. and you worked out a process whereby Coos County Family Health, who is the beneficiary of some of the proceeds to the race, ended up getting a donation from us, which would have gone directly to the race, of about $12,702. So I think that was a wonderful way of allowing the not-for-profits in the time of need to retain some of those funds. And then I think the other twist that you added to it, Jennifer, was that given that, you know, a golf event, you know, probably isn't going to occur, although some of those are now, and other events aren't occurring, that we basically said to them that you can use the money for any relevant, you know, need relative, particularly relative to the COVID-19. So I think that ended up being, a valuable partnership, you know, with our community's partners for that. What do you think, Jennifer?
Oh, absolutely. And they rely on us during normal years, and this year has been anything but normal. So all the support that we can then provide to them has been very helpful. I know we've gotten a lot of accolades from many organizations across the three states.
And just in general, and again, we're not here to, brag or promote about Northeast Delta Dental, but the approach that we took in the pandemic, which is still ongoing, of course, is that we did not want to, quote-unquote, profit, you know, from the pandemic. So there was a period of time roughly between March 16th and May 11th in New Hampshire and March 16th and May 18th in Maine and between March 16th and roughly June 1st in Vermont where, for the most part, dentists weren't seeing patients except for urgent cases, you know, in emergencies. And so, of course, you know, we felt that we, in that period of time, you know, that we needed to act from a relief perspective. So long story short, about $7 million, you know, we gave back to the dental community in terms of financial relief as well as PPE, personal protection equipment relief, including giving them additional compensation for visits to help them, you know, with their personal protection equipment. And then on the employer side, giving them a premium holiday. They did not have to pay for the month of July, which that amounted to about $18.8 million. And then our brokers and producers and benefits consultants, normally if a premium is not paid, they don't get a commission. But in this case, we gave them the commission as if the groups were paying us. So that was about another $700,000. And then in Jennifer's area, another roughly, you know, $500,000 poured back to the community. So all of this was a package of about, you know, $27 million that we took from our reserves, you know, in order to give back to the community. And so Jennifer was a big part of that along with my VP colleagues. And, of course, a big shout-out to my board of directors because management, Jennifer and I and others can come up with these ideas, but ultimately the board of directors, you know, has to support it. And, of course, as well, we're a highly regulated business, so the premium relief or premium holiday we also required regulatory approval, so we quickly had to get approvals from the Department of Insurance in New Hampshire and their counterparts in Maine and Vermont as well to affect, you know, these are premium and administrative, you know, relief programs. So thanks, Jennifer, for being a part of that. So let's now segue specifically into the Northeast Delta Dental Foundation, and this, of course, is in addition to you managing it now, thank you, and doing a great job, it's near and dear to my heart because we really began this foundation. I came up to New Hampshire about a quarter of a century ago, 1995, and as I was leaving Delta Dental Plan in Massachusetts, we had just been one of the first Delta plans across the country to establish a foundation in Massachusetts, so I brought that concept up with me to New Hampshire, and roughly 1995, we established the Northeast Delta Dental Foundation, and we took a $1,000 donation from one of our retiring board members, a gentleman by the name of Zane Akins, who's long since gone and now lives in Florida. But he gave us, as he was leaving the governance of the company, he gave us $1,000 to, you know, establish the Northeast Delta Dental Foundation. And here we are, Jennifer, a quarter of a century later, giving out literally millions, you know, millions of dollars over time from a perspective of both the corporation and the foundation. So, interesting history, wouldn't you say, from $1,000 to what we're now known for doing?
It's a great story, and I'm sorry I wasn't with you when it started, but like you said, I've been here just last month, 17 years, so
yeah,
I've got
flies.
To see it grown even more.
Exactly, and Jennifer and Kathy, who I referenced, as well as our CFO, Frank Fouché, has put some really good financial discipline into the program, because obviously we get a plethora of requests and we have to, follow a process. So why don't you now briefly, it doesn't have to be exact, but briefly describe what the mission statement is of the Northeast Delta Dental Foundation.
Well, certainly. The mission of the foundation is to improve the access to and the quality of dental health and education, and that's for all of our dental communities in Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont.
Awesome. And as Jennifer explained, we have the foundation philanthropy, which is 100% oral health and oral health education related, whereas the corporate philanthropy, and later after the commercial break, Jennifer will explain the difference between the corporate giving and the foundation giving. The foundation is specific to, you know, oral health and oral health education. So give us, we have a couple minutes before the commercial break. Give us a couple of examples, clinics and scholarships and so forth, of some of the support that you have led through the foundation over the years.
Oh, certainly. We do have a lot of dental clinics that serve underserved and underinsured populations in the most needy areas of Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont. So we get requests from them every year. We also do scholarships specifically related to dental hygiene or for dental school. We serve a lot of areas in Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont that deal with immigrant populations and new Americans. We also have programs that support specifically Medicaid populations, which is really important as we try and increase the dental benefit across the three states and across the country for Medicaid recipients.
Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio, this weekend, Labor Day weekend, September 5th and 6th. If you're listening to this on Saturday the 5th, it's at 9:05, and Sunday the 6th is at 7:05. And again, a big shout out to our guest last week, Dr. Mike Culver, who is the executive director of the Wright Museum of World War II, which is in Wolfboro, and that website is wrightmuseum.org. But this weekend with me is Jennifer McGrath, who manages the Northeast Delta Dental Foundation. Of course, Jennifer, as you know, we sort of touched on before the commercial break, there's no lacking of requests. Obviously, the pandemic, to some extent, has heightened the need for not-for-profits. But even prior to March 16th, when our world changed, that's when the ADA and the CDC said, at least in our case, you know, you should only go to the dentist if it's an emergency. So our world kind of changed. And a few days before that, the NBA canceled the season, and then we had shelter at home. And so there's been a lot of economic challenges that have been exacerbated, but even prior to that, you know, we obviously have a number of requests coming in. So why don't you describe our process a little bit, because I think it's important. Many people listen to this show, and if they're responsible for a not-for-profit, it might be interesting to hear, you know, our process, you know, the two meetings per year, et cetera.
Absolutely. Thank you, Tom. So as Tom said, we have two foundation meetings each year. They're typically in March and September, so we have one coming right up. And what we do is we have a deadline about 6 weeks before each meeting for organizations to submit an online application. And we have a very easy application process. You just have to create a login, and it's general information about your organization and then a description of your request. And that automatically populates into our system so we can share it easily and review it. reviewing it is a really great process that we've established. We actually have employees on our foundation advisory committee, and they get together with me every year, twice a year, and we review each of the applications. And they're not all VPs or directors. They're from every department in our company and every level in the company. And it just brings a great perspective and a lot of things for us to discuss. We have robust conversations. We talk about the need areas and what the request does and how it's going to help in the future. So
let me pause there. And it's a great process, and it's very Jennifer is summarizing it, but it's very sophisticated. It sometimes includes site visits, and when we do award grants, you know, we also follow up to make sure that if it was for operatory, equipment, that's been installed, and we look for data. But the other thing that I would say is, and this was to Jennifer's credit, that she established the online process. It allows us with it's not quite this simple, but basically with the push of a button, I'm able to tell both the NED board of directors as well as the corporate board of directors, where the money is flowing, what organizations, which of the organizations also may happen to have, Northeast Delta Dental Group dental insurance, also how many years that we've given to that organization, as well as what other organizations besides Delta are contributing to it. So it's been a great process. But I also will say that it's set up, as Jennifer said right at the top of her explanation, it is set up to make it easy for you. We want you to fill it out. It's not set up as a gatekeeper. And I'll be the first to say, having experienced other software and other organizations that use software, and sometimes it can be a challenge. We're actually trying to simplify. We want to look at your request. It doesn't necessarily mean we're going to approve it, but we're not using the software as a gatekeeper. We do want you to complete it because until we had this software, about 8 years ago, if I asked Jennifer, I need to give a report to the board of directors, Jennifer would be, remember those days, Jennifer, you'd be scrambling with different, spreadsheets and different Manila folders to come up with some numbers. Now, yep. It's not quite as easy as I've made it out to be, but it's software. You press a button, and we know the history. So I ask the listening audience, if you ever fill out a foundation application, there's a reason for that. It's not to be a gatekeeper, but it's to allow us to analyze it and then to track it. Why don't you, while we're on that, why don't you talk about anydelta.com, our website, and the video that can kind of describe the corporate giving versus, the foundation giving?
Oh, certainly. So on our website, down at the bottom, there is a link for the corporate giving / foundation page, and that kind of gives an overview of the difference between the two buckets of money, if you will. Because the corporate dollars are separate from the foundation dollars. As Tom said, the foundation is only for oral health-related requests. So it gives an overview of that, and then to go deeper into whatever bucket you fall into, your organization's request falls into, you can then click into another link that takes you to the appropriate page. But if you want to learn more about the foundation, you then would click on the foundation link, which takes you to that page and has our board of directors listing as well as some history, a couple of grants that are listed there. But we also have this great video that I had the pleasure of actually being on site while they videoed it up in Vermont. And it's a really short video. It's a great story. It just resonates with what we do. It's a young girl who it's her mission, not mission, it's her trip to the dentist for the first time, and her parents decided that they wanted to educate her, and we support a program at a local library that introduces children to what a dentist's office visit is like and what people they might see and what they might experience while they're there. And so we did this video on that support at the library, and the video is follows the little girl, Sophia, from the library visit to her first dental visit, and it's just a really great story.
It's awesome, and Jennifer also has a role in keeping our website, you know, totally, you know, state-of-the-art, and there's a lot more video on there now. There's a great video on Everybody Deserves a Smile, and it's particularly poignant, I think, in this time of COVID where it's hard to see people smiling, you know, when they're wearing a mask, but definitely we want to make sure people are still smiling. And then there's several videos of me talking to our various stakeholders, the dentists and our group customers and our patient, you know, subscribers, and it's just a great job, you know, with the website. Jennifer mentioned meetings, and of course, if you're listening to this over Labor Day, it's too late to submit this upcoming meeting, which is coming up next Friday, Friday the 11th at, believe it or not, 7:30 in the morning. It's going to be a Zoom meeting, obviously. We are, like most companies, for the most part, meeting virtually. And so if you're listening to this, you have plenty of time to submit for the next cycle, because the next board meeting would be in March. That would be Friday, March 12th. But don't delay. We still want the information, you know, 6 weeks in advance. So before you know it, it's going to be January, Jennifer, and then mm-hmm. you'll be assembling marches. And, of course, right after we, Jennifer knows it, but right after we meet, in this case, it's going to be Friday, March 11th. We then, as quickly as we can, we call their grantees and give them the good news, and then we take our time and accurately make sure we cut the check and write the cover letter with all the parameters of the gift. So it's a really cool process, and I want to thank you, Jen, for, you know, organizing that. And and of course, as we've already talked, the need is endless. I mean, even though from an oral health perspective, New Hampshire is probably one that has some of the better metrics in the United States. Some of the work that we've done, the Concord Sealant Coalition and many of those organizations like that we've supported, there's definitely disparity. One of the things we're working on is a social, you know, framework disparity as well, when we want to address the oral health disparities of, you know, people of color, and the foundation, you know, will have a role in that. It's also, Jen, I think you would agree, it's really poised us as a company to look at things from a broad perspective. So, you know, we founded, the corporation founded, founded the University of New England Dental School, which provides an opportunity for 60 or so students to graduate from a college, you know, right here in Portland, Maine, and many of those students are New Hampshire, Vermont, and Maine grads, and then they end up settling in our states, and then I end up seeing them at some of the not-for-profits that we support. So it's kind of like this, you know, beautiful circle. So tell us in a couple minutes how, when you and your team evaluate the grants, how you kind of look at that broad picture. You know, are they a group of Delta Dental? Are they an organization that has had a long number of grants from us, let's say like Head Start, or is it a new one that we want to give a shot to? So tell us briefly how that process works.
Well, certainly. Thank you, Tom. So we do take a look at a lot of different points for each organization, and like Tom said, we check to see if they're a group customer, not that makes a final decision in any way, but it's helpful to know that we're supporting people who we work with already. We do check to see if they're in an area of need. We belong to a lot of oral health organizations who have their pulse right on that information and can tell us, you know, there's, for example, Piscataquis County in Maine is in dire need of a dentist. And so whenever there's an opportunity in a place that we know about, like Piscataquis County.
That's a hard word to say. You did great, though, on that. Go ahead.
It really is. But we would try. We've actually reached out two organizations to see if there was something we could do to help them, because the bottom line is we want to help the citizens of our three states get the best oral care that they can. And if there's not a dentist for 2 hours within their home, that's not possible. So we take into consideration all of those points.
Exactly. Our website, anydelta.com, is a great resource. As Jen mentioned, the video, the messaging on Everybody Deserves a Smile, the information on the foundation, the online application process. There's also the COVID-19 relief message. I gave an overview of the $27 million, you know, that we've given back to the community, and you'll see some of those messages. So we have meetings coming up, and I know that, Jen, that you're ready for those meetings, and then the next one's in March. So if you had to give the community one piece of advice as to how to make this process efficient for them and us, what would that be in a minute or less?
I would just say when you want to apply for funding, just put all the information that you can in there, and we will give you a call if we have any questions.
Awesome. And again, the website, nedelta.com, is a great resource, and that software package really helps me and Jennifer, you know, manage the Northeast Delta Dental Fund Foundation, specifically to tell the board of directors, you know, what we're doing with the funding. It's not, again, meant to inhibit you. It's actually meant to help you and to help us. Jennifer, thank you for working with me for close to 20 years and for developing the Northeast Delta Dental Foundation to such an extent that it's pretty fantastic. So thank you.
Well, thank you, Tom. It's been my pleasure.
It's been my pleasure as well. Everybody out there, have a wonderful long Labor Day weekend.